A cavernous area caked in mud and dung, now empty of its vile beasts, carries the echo of footsteps up the great hall. Past the many sigils, past the many hallways that spiral deeper into the earth, a wooden stool covered in dust waits just before a crack in the wall. A hand pats away at the dust, and a robed figure sits gently and waits. It's out of your systems?
I don't know. Gucci nipples pretty loud in there, man.
No, that's the new captain of
Gucci nipples.
Gucci nips.
That's Gucci them. Nips, dude.
You got some Gucci nips. Where'd you get those? Where'd you get those?
The worst way to hit on someone I've ever heard in my life.
Where'd you get those?
Gucci nips.
Gucci nips.
Okay. Right. This part's going to be cut off of the thing, please.
No, is it? Unless is you guys, if you guys keep talking and I do the intro, then it all comes together. I can't cut it.
That part that just got cut, oh man, what a funny thing that no one's gonna hear ever.
Gucci nipples.
No! Welcome back to Wild Sea!
He got us.
I am back with these wonderful, wonderful people. I'm back with Michael Thomas Graham, Sam Gulo, Will Mercer, and Dylan Ballardinelli. We're back at Wild Sea. He's waving.
Dylan,
he said hello.
You were just talking about, like, two conversations ago. You were going, you know, I keep pantomiming during all these recordings.
Well, you know what you said in response to that.
No.
I love it. Oh, when Joe says, Joe says, for our listeners, Dylan is pantomiming.
I do love it when he says it, but he wasn't going to say it.
I was not going to say that you were waving. Dylan's waving with both hands.
They know. They got to know.
With a very gleeful smile on his face.
Whenever you don't hear audio from Dylan.
And see, this is why you have to listen with closed captioning on.
Oh, no. So you guys continue to walk on the path where you get to the peak of this mountaintop. And you were able to stare into the great fire itself. Behind you, you can kind of look down in the darkness of the night and see the path that you've come up through. And you see the harbor. But down in this valley, you see just smoke. Smoke fills the air, and from beneath it you see this blazing fire, the fire of the Great North that has never gone out. And I think the echoes of the pops and the sizzles and the crackings of all the branches that are being destroyed by the heat intensity of this fire, but then growing back immediately, you hear them all echoing up, and it's just, it's awful, but it's fantastic to look at.
It put the awe in awful.
It did. So you're able to see that, and I think that invokes a lot of emotions into a lot of people, because I think open fire in the Wild Sea, this is the example of why it's so bad. It's never going to go away. You continue on. Down the path, it slopes back down. You're surrounded by snow and normal-sized trees, and then you hear it. You hear this large crunch of earth. And you hear screamings piercing the wind of the snow that is coming down heavier and heavier now that you're on the top of the mountain. What is your initial reaction?
They need help.
It's screaming? The end sounds human as opposed to a winter jacket?
Correct.
Cool. Humanoid.
Can I tell the species?
Of the screaming?
Yeah.
Normal wild sea people. Okay. This is the scream of...
Wild sea people.
Wild people.
Wild
sea people.
I'm going to bum rush it.
You're going to start running?
Mm-hmm.
You start running down the path. Eve clenches onto you, because I think you still got your protective shell kind of going. And then she's kind of surrounded. I think she kind of clings onto either your arm or the shell and just kind of like, it's near. It's close.
We have to help those people.
Okay, I trust.
I'm a bit slow on open land, though. And I'm going to start trying to run after you.
All right.
When I notice Rise take off, I like immediately like, wait, Rise, that's your captain. I say, slow down.
Rise, I think you're the first to get there.
Sure.
The snow is beating against your face. Mm-hmm. The fire is out of sight now. So the sky Only the smoke is being lit up by whatever flames can reach it, but it's not much. This is true darkness now. And even whatever light is coming out of your light bright is only illuminating the snow in front of you. You can't see too far. Mm-hmm. And then you feel the ground shake. The path before you gives out, almost like a big trench has opened up and materialized in front of you, as if like it was being burrowed and then just time caught up to it. And you see this giant worm-like creature with all these legs and arms just kind of come up out of the ground and just fly up into the air. And as your eyes start to adjust, you start to see, like, that is the settlement up ahead. And as it crashes down, it takes out giant wooden and steel buildings.
Is this something we've seen before?
This is not something that you've ever seen before.
Okay, cool.
I think everyone catches up to you having just seen the tail end of that. You guys see the monster in the air falling down into the settlement.
Do I recognize it as, like, a beast?
If anybody wants to do kind of like a recognize the beast roll,
yeah,
absolutely do so. I'm going to put it all as a cut because of how dark it is.
Okay.
So anybody.
But what can, if we have dark?
Even with dark vision, because I think the snow is also hampering sight as well. And sense.
Smell?
And smell. I've thought of it all, Will.
Damn it, he's wise.
Failure with a twist.
Failure with a twist?
Disaster with a twist. Saints?
So 3-3 and a 2. What about you?
I don't know if I have anything. I don't know if I can build a pool here.
6-6, a 1 and a 1.
All right. 2 6s and 2 1.
I'm going to mark my wild words, which is mark to remember a rumor, folk tale pertinent to situation.
Okay.
So I'm going to see it and just run through my mind if this sounds like anything
I'm so glad you did that. All right. Cool. I'm so glad that you asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got?
I'll mark for an omen.
Mark for an omen?
I can search for omen. I mark, and the firefly gives me an answer. Omen. Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Okay, let me deal with the rolls real quick.
Sure.
Okay. And then I'll deal with you too.
Sweet.
Let me deal with the failure. Let me deal with the success first, because everything was at a cut, and you got 2 6s, which means you still got a 6. That's wonderful. You are able to recognize this beast because of all your travels. It is a voracious, insect-like creature, capable of jaunting between the material and spectral realms.
Oh.
This is a spectropede.
A spectropede?
Oh, a spectropede.
Though they pose a great danger, they are often hunted for their unique parts, which can be used to enhance a wild sailor's connection to the uncanny. And it looks like a giant...
Sure does.
Spectral centipede with glowing green eyes that look like diamonds. You know that. You don't come across this creature often. It is normally really, really deep.
That's perfect, because I've been really, really deep.
You've been really, really deep, but even then, it is only when you're, like, close to, like, actual ground.
Mm.
So it makes sense that they're in a mountain, but it doesn't make sense that they're this high. So it's very strange. For the failure, you think that this, you just can't see it.
Mm.
I'm going to get back, actually, I'm going to get back to you last.
Okay.
You're going to be the last thing I talk about. Describe your ability again, Luca.
Mark to remember rumor/folktale pertinent to situation.
You have a memory flashback to you. It feels like a story. It feels like something that somebody has told you, but it feels so vivid. There was a time where there was a cult that worshipped an ancient civilization that had long been defeated, killed, forgotten. And you were a part of this cult at one point. This is the story that, like, is being retold to you in your mind. The story continues. There was a great calamity that happened once. The reason why these people went away. And they were ready for it. They were ready for that calamity. And so they prepared their defenses. And their defenses are still felt to this day. That's what you get. The omen that you get is those who dared to fight against us will not live to realize their mistake. That's what you get.
God.
You, my friend, with a critical 2 1s and a 2,
mm-hmm.
you run up to where it entered out of the hole. You see this hole, and I think you're running up to try to catch up with Rise, just as it is, and you overshoot it. You trip and you fall. And you're like, wait, Rise, what are you doing? Whoa! And you fall into the hole, and just as Rise goes to catch you, you feel him catch you. Like, you feel your body, be caught by Rise. But your soul, a spectral version of yourself, starts to fall out of the body.
Great.
You have an out-of-body experience.
Perfect.
Your spirit is now on the floor.
Great.
Everybody sees this. Vennik is too. There's the body of Vennik, which is still very aware. And then there's the spectral version of Vennik, which has just fallen onto the ground. You guys see that?
Can I do something?
Let's have some twists. Because there's a twist for you.
Was that not my twist?
That's not your twist. That's not your twist.
That's a fail. So let's start with that. What's the twist here with Vennik?
He falls all the way back down, lands back.
Whoa!
He doesn't fall in the hole. He just falls in the dirt in front of
him. Yeah, yeah. He circles through all planes and then just goes back around. Yeah.
He sees the time knife.
So
it's his spectral self that's fallen in the dirt, right? Correct. Rise caught his physical self?
Yes.
Okay.
I like that he sees the time knife. I actually really
all right, sure, yeah.
You're going to see the time knife and you're going to take two harm.
Okay.
Thousands of realities folding in on each other.
Any two
looks
harm.
Over at Doctor Strange, who holds up one finger.
Cool. And then Will's twist. What is Will's twist? Or, excuse me, Simon's twist.
See,
Cybwill.
Time knives.
Because he was the one
who... I've already seen the time knife.
He was the one who was able to identify the Spectrepede.
Got it. Can he identify what's happening to Vennik?
Yeah. Does that sound good with everybody?
I was going to suggest one more thing.
Yeah.
What if, as he realizes this, he looks back to Eve and her body's limp in his arms, but he sees her spectral form kind of still moving forward?
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. I think I'm going to go with that one, Sam.
Yeah.
Yes. As, there's this realization that this is a Spectrepede, I think you kind of clock this, this beast can mess with dimensionality of, spirit and physical. It really fucks with it. It creates an aura. You see Vennik falling, yep, that's it. But then you look to Eve, and you see that Eve is running. Her spectral form is away, running out and towards the beast.
Eve?
She is slack-jawed physically.
Oh, I'm calling to her form.
She's running. She's gone. Vennik is slack-jawed as well, his physical self.
Put Vennik back in Vennik, and I start running after Eve with Eve's body.
Yeah, can you... this has happened... only once before. It is embarrassing. Can you open my mouth for me, please? And then
you see Rise open up Vennik's mouth.
And then I crawl back in.
Blue Skidoo back into the mouth.
Not like, whoa. Like that kind
of. Can you give me a roll of a physicality roll? For this. Because this is not your strength of doing physical feats.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also... I'm dipping my... okay, let's go teeth, because I think that's funny.
Yeah.
And then can I do teeth and chthonic, actually?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, and we're going to do the red dice and the blue dice.
Cool. How many is that?
Three.
Three? Gotcha.
A five.
All right, a five is a complication. But it's a success. You, Luca and Rise, you watch this very painful endeavor. It's very cartoony in the fact that it's a ghost crawling into a mouth, but it is very real. Like if somebody was trying to crawl into a mouth, but have very elastic, jellyfish kind of skin or physicality. Yeah.
I kind of do.
Yeah, which anyway. You already do anyway, but yeah. It's kind of accentuated because of your spiritual form. But it doesn't, it's just uncomfortable. I think you two are going to take one harm for this just because of the psychological, watching of it.
Great. I'm gonna get a whisper from it.
Yeah?
I'm going to mark to get a whisper.
Yeah, you're going to get a whisper, which is...
this is embarrassing.
The path to return... is not as easy
Okay. I can't believe it fit was the other one, and I was like, no, I can't believe it
fit. Once I've seen that, then I look back to Simon, and I notice that he's taken off, and Eve is taken off, also as a spectral.
Yeah.
Like, well, hold on, your captain says slow down.
All right, Luca takes off. What are you two doing?
Is he secured in his body?
Yes, he's back in his body.
I vomit.
I'm gonna...
Your own spirit again.
I think I'm gonna... Yeah, I'm gonna head toward it.
Okay.
I'm still gonna continue to bum rush it. Now that I know I can shove my way through my new mouth.
Perfect. Bennick, you're gonna join as well?
Yes. Oh. I'm gonna approach a little less directly, but hopefully as quickly.
Good. Excellent. All right, Simon, what are you doing with Eve's body?
Oh, I was holding it.
You're holding it the whole time. Okay. You enter the village, and it is being torn to pieces. People are running around. There are dead bodies lying on the floor. There are spectral bodies running, wondering what's going on. And this worm is currently, you don't know where it is at.
Where's Eve?
Eve, you were able to chase after her and follow her, and you saw that she actually started to run past the village. She is running towards the outskirts of the village.
I will try to keep pace with her. There are no trees up here, are there?
No, this is pretty cleared out.
Great. I'm going to try to keep pace with her. I'm not particularly quick, so I'll just spend my whole time trying to get to her.
You guys are going to go completely ignore the village.
I don't know where the monster is, but I do know if her spirit stays out of her body too long, bad things can happen.
Okay, cool. You're going to chase after Eve. You're going to spend both of your actions to keep up with her. She eventually gets to an opening in the mountain. It kind of over a hill. There's a lot of bushes. There's a lot of stuff. And you see that there's this giant mouth of a cave that looks like it was carved out of the mountain with intent, as there's a bunch of runes on it. And the closer that you can look at it in the darkness, you see that the runes are kind of like all these squiggly shapes. Nonsense for right now. But Eve's soul is in front of it right now. Just kind of stopped looking at the entrance of the cave. Catch up with her.
Eve, you left your body behind. Can I do a tend action to smash the
yes.
two together?
Yes, you may.
Okay, this is going to be tend and, I guess, instinct? Or tides?
Let's do tides.
Can I do a tend action to smash the two together?
Okay, I'll put them back.
A six. Two sixes.
Two sixes. It is that simple.
Yeah.
Venek did it the hard way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You literally just kind of push them together with enough force. She's back in her body. She doesn't move at all. It's like, it comes from this place. It comes from this place. What's the twist?
Guess it is a whisper.
It comes from this place?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the whisper.
The whisper maker says a whisper?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a whisper. It says,
whisper maker says a whisper.
It comes from this place, and you're able to catch it.
Whisper maker says what?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Is there anything else you want to do to that?
I feel like running all the way there and smashing her body into it is my turn.
Okay, that'll be your turn. You guys chase after. I think you lose sight of Simon just because I think his intensity is too much. So yeah, all of you roll for initiative.
Cool.
Four.
Five.
Three.
Four, five, three. Gotcha. I think you guys arrive right at the edge of the village. Right. Just as you guys feel the ground rumble again. Rise, what do you do? Again, you see carnage just in the...
That creature is not visible. It's under the ground at the moment. What does the civilian situation look like?
It's not good.
Rough.
Yeah.
It is bad. Is there
concentration? Are there children?
I think as you kind of look around, you get a pretty good feeling of this. This is a survivor's camp. This is a rough survivalist kind of people. So they're built for these kind of things. But this is taking them by complete surprise. Sure. The intensity of this monster attack, they were not prepared for.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of people trying to organize and kind of pull together in the same weight, but they just can't. They cannot predict where it's coming, what it's doing to the people, separating them out of their bodies. And so there's just a lot of a lot of chaos happening right now.
I'm going to spend some turns grabbing some of the unconscious bodies that have their spirit separated from them.
Yeah.
Gathering as many as I can and heading off into a direction that is away from.
Gotcha. Roll 1d6.
Six.
You grab six people. I think you've got the strength to do it.
Yeah.
And it's going to take you full two turns to do that. And then on your next turn, you're going to have to start moving them away. As you're doing this, the ground beneath you is still shaking pretty intensely.
Yeah.
So you know that you're putting yourself and others in danger. But you think you can kind of get away with it really quick.
If it appears beneath me, it's the best thing that could happen.
Okay. Venik, you're up. What are you doing? You see Ryze is trying to be the hero.
Do I know the shape of its body at all?
I think you were able to get a good glance of it in the arc of it. It's
centipede shape.
Yeah, centipede shape.
Great, cool. Something that I might prep is to throw the two winter jacket stingers. And I'm gonna look to where Ryze is standing, mm-hmm. because he just got what looks to be the thing it eats, put a concentrated amount of it in one place.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Great.
All right, you get ready for that action. The ground continues to tremble and rumble. It grows with intensity. You're following Ryze. You're waiting for it to breach, but it hasn't yet. Luca, what do you do?
The people who aren't on the ground, they're just kind of running all over in chaos, right? There's no real...
Yeah. You're seeing a combination of both normal people and souls running around.
I am going to try to catch the attention of people and then start moving away in the same direction that Ryze is moving.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to pop in another tape, and I want to roll before I say what the song is.
Okay, gotcha. Roll for it. What is the intent of this? Is it just trying to get people to come to you and move?
Yeah, to like draw their attention to... And like call them over.
Okay.
So they're not just running around in this concentrated air. Well, I mean,
let's concentrate them more.
Yeah,
I understand what you mean.
To get them to move away from the village, since that's where this thing seems to be
trying to organize it.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll sharps and sway.
Cool, sounds good to me.
There it is.
Ooh,
what is it?
It's 2 2s and a 1.
Oh, no. All right, well, first you got to tell me what the song was.
Well, I was attempting to do Smoke on the Water, but just in the frantic panic of it all, I grabbed the wrong tape and put it in. Just, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
God damn it. Put a big X on yourself.
You play that... It echoes out, and I think people kind of freak out, kind of like, what are you fucking doing? You're drawing so much attention to yourself. And at that moment, the ground opens up underneath you. You guys see Luca's like, if you want it, here.
just like, what the fuck, Ham? Like, we had
everything.
We were doing a thing.
Oh, no. So, Essence Grinder. While capable of eating physical food, Spectrapedes Maw can render spirits into a meal. Deals minor spike damage. So you're going to take minor spike damage. Go ahead and take one. And significant salt damage to spirits and other such oddities. I think you don't suffer so much physically, more as like you feel this bug and its mandibles that it has caught your physical being in between. It is doing some kind of damage to you. That isn't like leaving wounds, but you feel it like killing you, destroying you. What kind of Myers you got over there, bud?
I have wings are very delicate, silence is unnerving, and no one is listening. And I've already taken one and no one is listening.
I think we're going to mark wings are very delicate. Also, you know what? This, talking about Myers off mic, part of the rules is that if you see something magnificent, like I think your Myers can be dropped.
Right.
I think that was something magnificent that you guys saw when you first came upon this, of this giant worm coming out of the dirt. So I think let's remove that mire.
Okay.
And let's remove that other mire of being able not to be heard. So you guys...
I mean, to be fair, I'm pretty sure everyone heard me.
Yes. I think the seriousness of the situation made you kind of like dissolve all those mires.
Right.
And so I think now you guys are operating with that. But now I'm giving you this mire of, like, wings are very delicate. You are currently caught in the maw of this monster, as it is now, like, sticking out of the ground and kind of writhing, and, like, all of its things are holding it in Luca in place. Simon, you heard music. If you want it, please. And that's what you heard. Mm-hmm. But it's off in the distance, and you can't see it because of the underbrush. You don't know what's going on. But you heard music, which means your friend is playing music, something. And then it stopped pretty abruptly. So, let that inform your next decision.
Can we stop them in here?
You talking to Eve?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I don't know.
Let's find out. And I sprint into the darkness.
You sprint into the cave. The giant insect creature towers over the small encampment, nearly imperceptible because of its ebony-plated exoskeleton. But the star-filled night gives shape to its horrifying silhouette. Its bright blue antennae and glowing green eyes give detail to its sharp pinchers and the waggling palps that twinge and grip at anything near to them. Vennec and Ryze stand in the chaos of it all as they watch in horror as Luca is snatched up by the great beast and is grappled up into the air nearly 50 feet above them. Luca wriggles and screams as the mandibles of the beast tear away at his essence.
Ow!
We're going to do this in a sort of order. Let's have everybody roll a quick d6 to see what order we're going to do this in, including you, Elia.
Four. Two. Five. One.
Excellent. Will, you're going to be going last, which is really good for all of us.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. So, Reverend Ryze.
Yes.
You are down on the ground. You're standing next to Vennec. You're looking at this giant spectropede. What do you do? You've got a bunch of bodies in your arm. You were trying to lure them out.
Yeah, that was my idea. I was trying to put them in like a safe location, I think.
Okay.
Because the souls are gone, but the bodies are still remaining, but the creature's still wreaking physical havoc.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yes.
Let's play a game called Bait.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be the lead in it.
Too late. I already won.
True.
Yeah, unfortunately Luca did win this bait game.
Right.
And the prize is death? Question mark?
Question mark.
I'm going to consume a resource.
Okay.
For my spotlight lantern. I'm going to make my face glow really, really brightly.
Okay.
And the resource I'm going to consume is Between Two Worlds.
The Whisper?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So I put the words Between Two Worlds into my Easy Bake Oven.
Correct.
Where they heat up.
Where the words heat up.
Yeah.
And the Easy Bake Oven pings on.
Ping.
Ding.
My face shines bright, and the subtitles say Between Two Worlds, and my face brights up.
I like that.
Very wildly.
Okay.
Excellent. Wild, see?
Yeah.
So, and what you're trying to do, you're trying to distract them? You're trying to pull focus?
I'm trying to, draw aggro.
Okay. Give me a roll to see if you can do that.
Beautiful. All right. What if I sold you on...
Come on, pitch it to me.
Sense and irons.
Sense and iron.
Yeah.
Sense makes sense.
Sense makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Sense
or
makes sense.
What? Or even teeth.
Let's go teeth.
Like peacocking.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say your other thing is tides. So like you can do any of it with any of it. Tides is like the most spiritual of the things you've got.
Okay.
If you're going for a ghost light.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that actually makes a lot of sense because you did consume a whisper. I think tides is like giving a spiritual.
Beautiful.
Absence. Yeah, go ahead.
Tides and scent, and I don't think I add anything. I don't have an edge. So
what'd you get?
I got a 5.
A 5, a 3, and a 2.
Right, so mix.
5 is not, a
mix success. Conflict.
Conflict.
Mixed success is a different game.
it's all the same thing. That's all it is.
Not according to the sheet right here.
It's conflict. 5-4 conflict.
Right. You're absolutely right. I am sorry. It is triumph, conflict, disaster, and a twist. No other game has that. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Roll for passive aggressive.
You stand there. You're still having these bodies in your arms, right? The people.
I think I'm gonna like set them down on the side and then.
Roll them.
So yeah, I'm gonna set them down.
Okay.
And then run into like into frame, like eyesight of the thing, and just like go like full silverback gorilla, like
gotcha.
Chug it on my chest, and he turns on his light, and he goes. Over here, you oversized bug. And starts, like, brigading the other way.
Perfect.
Trying to draw attention.
As you do that, because this bug is so large and so powerful and compared to you, I think it doesn't really notice you.
Damn
but
it.
But the light of it does. I think the light captures it. Like, you see its blue tendrils kind of, like,
right.
See what power that light possesses, because you did consume a whisper.
Yes.
And so I think the tendrils are now noticing, like, oh, there's actually a juicy snack that's, like, ready here for me right there. So I think that it does distract it in the sense that it lets go of Luca out of its grip, and now Luca is falling 50 feet towards the ground.
Yay!
You, Luca, it is now your turn. You've been released from the grip of this giant spectropede as you see light from Reverend Rye shining up towards you. What would you like to do?
So I'm like falling. Did it like let go of me and then turn? Or I'm just kind of like...
I think it looked down towards Reverend Rye, and as it did, it just kind of dropped you like a dog drops a bone when it sees a bigger bone.
Okay. I would try to like glide, because this thing is picking me up and kind of chewing on me, and my wings are kind of... Meh. I'm going to try to, like, move towards it and, like, grab it as I'm falling.
Okay. Gotcha.
Reach out for anything to keep myself from just falling straight down.
Okay. Give me a roll for that. How are you going to do that?
Can I try flourish and instincts?
Yeah. Instincts to try to catch yourself?
Yep.
And the flourish to fall through with grace? Yeah.
Five.
Five, two threes, and a four. So we got a twist in there. Five is a conflict. You are falling down 50 feet up into the air, and you try to twist your body, trying to preserve your wings the best that you can without using them. And you're able to grab on and drift yourself into the air and kind of grab onto some of the, like, the harder edges of the beast. But as you do, I think you kind of slam your body against it. I think it does a little bit of damage to you. So go ahead and mark one of your aspects to do a little damage to you. But otherwise, you're able to catch yourself midair. I think halfway down, you're able to do it. So about 25 feet up in the air now. Those who are on the floor of Venegan Rise, you can see that Luca has fallen. He's now hanging halfway up. What is the twist?
How is it moving through the air? Just like, I'm thinking of kind of like a... somewhere between like a snake or like a ribbon kind of going through the air, of like how it's moving. I'm just thinking of someone falling on it, if there's like a whisper in like, if it feels very like surfs up kind of thing, or if it's like something a little...
I'd imagine it to be like a little bit more like dune sandwormish, where it's like it's still rooted in the ground.
Oh, it's still in the ground.
Yeah, it's still rooted in the ground.
Okay. Okay. Just massive.
It's just massive, yeah.
Okay, so in my brain, like, giant creatures tend to have these, like, tiny, like, biomes built around them.
Mm-hmm.
What if there's something on it, some spectral creature that, like, cleans it?
Oh.
That has taken notice of Sam.
I like that a lot.
It's supposed to help.
I think... Yes, yeah. I'm going to go with that.
It's not bad yet.
It doesn't have to help.
Fair.
It's not bad yet.
Don't see.
Let's say that.
When you cling to a ghost and you find a new host, that's amore.
They do sing that.
About moray eels, yeah.
Oh, moray.
Luca, you turn your head as you've caught yourself clinging to the side of this monstrosity, and the thwack that you make against its hard exoskeleton, it kind of reverberates this little piece of, like, vertebrae that you're clinging onto. And from beneath, like, the way that the plate armor kind of folds onto itself, from underneath it, you see this flat-looking little creature. It's very vibrant. It looks like the top of a mushroom, but like all of its colors are very green but muted, as kind of look like some cave moss. And you see that it kind of like wiggles out, like sucked onto the shell itself. And it just kind of like ponders you for a moment. That's what you see.
Oh,
that's
no.
The twist.
Oh,
excellent.
No.
Sounds really
cute. No. Yeah, it sounds adorable.
Venek, you're seeing all this. You see that Rise is now acting as the... Trogdador? What is the bull? The bull,
Matador?
Matador. The Matador, thank you.
He's now acting as Trogdor.
I was thinking Lucidor, and I was like, that's fighting.
Yeah.
Luchador is a fight.
I mean, look at Rise. Of course he's a Luchador.
Of course he's a Luchador. But now you're acting like the cape doors. With the bull.
Yeah.
You see this. You see that Luca's fallen out of the mouth.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like the other Matador, who has a saber and and stabs the bull.
Okay.
You know, there's
you know the other Matador.
Yeah, the other one, yeah.
Wait, that's actually true.
It's the part, guys. I was gaslighting him. What the hell?
You're gonna be the matador the movies don't tell us about.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Thank you. For those who don't know, there's usually multiple matadors and some, and so while it's distracted,
it's a lot more fucked up than you'd think.
Oh my god, it's so awful. Bad. Yeah, I actually, as a person, feel bad about this. Vanek doesn't.
he's that's important.
As the thing starts to dive down, I mean, Vanek has a bit of experience with laying traps for creatures and people and innocents and et cetera. And so while this thing might be all of those, he's going to throw his phrase-activated ghost spore bombs into its mouth as they try to...
Okay, so... The mouth is still 50 feet up into the air.
I'm praying for the strike. So
so you're kind of timing it so if it kind of decides to chomp down and rise, you can throw a thing in there.
Yeah, because right now beforehand. It can't really, if it can't see, you know, if the light is so bright of the flashlight, it can't really see something moving in the periphery.
I don't think you know that. I think you can operate under that, but you don't know if that's a factor.
I'm operating under that. Yes. But that's fair. I'm basically just going like, it's looking into a light right now.
Yeah.
And then...
That's gotta be distracting. So you're getting ready to throw, but are you going to actually throw it in anticipation that it is going to strike, or are you going to wait for it to strike?
I'm kind of doing a little bit of the math of like, how this thing might strike, having seen smaller versions of it.
Okay.
Of other centipedal kind of creatures.
Gotcha.
Of how they might move. And kind of am going to do the, figure out the parabola of like what the strike might be so that I can wait for it to start to strike and then just throw it as that happens.
Perfect. Okay. So because you're doing
Holding an action, in parlance.
I love that. Because you're holding an action, I think when it does strike, I'm going to give you, because normally a throw like that would have been like at a cut.
Yeah.
But because you're waiting for the right opportunity, I'm not going to cut you. But when it does strike, I'm going to have you roll.
Okay.
Only because you use the word parabola.
Only because of that.
Look, man.
You sounded smart, and it's I honor that.
Parabola.
That's parabolic. I love that.
It's parabolomatic.
You're everyone's parabolic fave.
So as you're preparing this bomb, you see that the beast... Its tendrils now are touching Rise. I think they're very, very long, and they're just kind of rubbing up against you now.
Great.
Boop.
And trying to feel what you are about. I'll give you a reaction here. Do you harm it? Do you let it inspect you? Do you do anything else here?
Lick it.
I mean, judging by how this thing has been interacting with people, I'm probably going to try to shake it.
Okay.
Or harm it.
So you are going to... What are you going to do here? What is the action that you take?
I've seen these tentacles, like, they're tangible, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They're kind of brushing up against your plastic, and you feel like this rough, like, very
cat
bug-like.
Cat tongue texture?
Yes.
I have a reaction.
That's very good, yes.
My reaction will be... am I feeling goofy today, or am I... I'm going to G.I. Joe grip one hand, Hugh the other hand, and, like...
Oh,
For the listeners at home, I made a swift cutting motion with my hands.
That's great.
Reverend Rise switches over to his action grab hands, grabs the tendril, and before the creature can react, your other hand switches to a knife. What is it?
It's a big Beyblade.
The Beyblade, yeah.
Let it rip, dude.
Let it rip.
You let it rip.
I let it.
Because you've caught it, and it's off guard, and because of, like, what these are, it's a clean slice through.
Beautiful.
And you just see, like, all this, like, ectoplasm, like, light blue glowing liquid kind of cover the side of you as you've got it, and it's flowing out into the ground. And this beast lets out a giant roar, and it fucking dives on top of you.
Yeah.
Throw that bomb. Make that roll.
Throw that bomb to go and throw that bomb.
Hey, when we say bomb,
That ghost bomb.
Yeah. What is damaged in the... What kind of damage is that?
What kind of damage? We're about to find out.
It's emotional. It's glass spheres with that were going to do fire damage.
Fire damage, yeah.
But then now they will deal salt damage, probably.
Cool.
Because salt, yeah. Salt damage is the is like the is what ghost damage.
Yeah, because ghosts are salty. I know.
Yeah. You get it. Sam's done the homework here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I might throw an influence out to how aggressive you're being, Ryan.
Sure.
Should I use sharps for extra parabola, or should I use teeth for extra viciousness? What would you like?
What would I like? Does extra parabola
mean that it might reach it before it reaches?
Yeah, before both of them reach me.
Yeah. Great, let's go sharks. Let's go sharks. Hey,
you guys are making the rules here. You're just giving me ideas.
I'm like, hey, do you need me to be smart or do you need me to match your energy?
The twist is going to be great.
Great.
The twist is going to be very good.
And then
I'm sensing a lot of ones.
Yeah. What do we do?
So what's your dice pool?
My dice pool is outwit and sharps.
I love that.
That's
your go-to, right?
Yeah, it's kind of my go-to.
That's it.
Nope. Bread and butter.
I mean, you know, there's...
But you do every action exactly like that, so
yeah,
I love it.
It's
I love
like
that
you make all the right he comes from a zone.
A happy place.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah. What?
The Tinwa.
He's the happiest guy. What do you mean? The Tinwa Elanette?
Famously.
No threats. Nothing reinforced by violence. Six, a five, a four, and a three. So yeah. No twist.
That's a straight. The beast goes to slam down on Reverend Rise with its open jaw, about to completely crush you into the earth and take you inside of it. But the bomb is able to slip perfectly into the mouth just before it does its full strike. Okay. And if I remember...
Can I whisper?
Yes.
The comforting dark.
An explosion. You hear it more than you see it on the inside of this beast. It has been lodged down his throat and about two, like, vertebrae into the beast. You just see, like, expand out. This is about a vertebrae above you. So all of a sudden you, feel this explosion in this beast. And I think you are both going to have to give me, Luca and Reverend Rise, some sort of reaction roll to get out of the way, because this beast is now towering down into the earth, no longer focused on the meal, no longer focused on burrowing, but actually crashing down into the earth because it has been injured.
Great.
So give me a reaction roll here. Will, I will get to you, I promise.
You're so fine.
I'm going to do Grace
and Vault. I'm digging this.
Grace and Vault?
Grace and Vault, to, like, push myself off.
Okay.
And because I'm lower down than I was, so I probably have a bit of a...
Yeah, you've got about 20, 15 feet. So it's not going to be as hard as a...
Oh, yeah.
Six.
Four and two ones.
Six with a twist.
I'm going to do Brace and Iron.
Brace and Iron.
I have an aspect, the Stamp Samba, or the Stomp Samba, is like, in no short of words, like, you just stay up.
Oh, yeah. You know how to take a hit. And
yeah, it's like, you just stay standing.
I'd love to see this.
Yeah. Well, let's find out.
Hold on, wait.
It's a, like, the fighting style.
Do you want to give me an advantage on it?
I want to...
Cool guys don't walk away from explosions.
So you're planning on just standing there and taking it on the chin.
I'm planning... Like, this thing is coming down, exploded.
It's not exploded. It hasn't exploded.
Hasn't exploded. Well, the bomb inside exploded.
Yes.
Yeah, and so now he's like... I'm thinking maybe I like just do like one step to the side.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Yeah, okay, you do a sidestep.
For people listening, Dylan just shifted his weight onto one...
Fucking... No,
it's a good thing. We gotta stop doing it.
That's really good.
Dylan, I love how expressive you are with your body. It makes the table experience very, very fun.
Look, this is...
I just... Do it because we want other people to enjoy it.
Voice acting tip. Do this.
Do this. Actually.
Actually, act out movovements when you're just describing.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, that's a very good...
Take that note. 2-4.
2-4.
2-4s and a 1.
No success. You did not give me advantage, right?
No, I did not.
No, okay.
I would never.
So a twist and a conflict.
Luca, you are able to dive off of this thing, and you roll onto the ground safe and sound. Even without the use of your wings, you are able to land on the ground safely just before this giant monstrosity comes crashing down to the earth with a bellowing cry. Reverend Rise, not so much. You try to do your cool guy sidestep out of the way of this tall and falling tower of a beast, but is wiggling and thriving, trying to fix whatever it is happening on the inside that you miscalculate, and one of the rivets of, like, its long, squiggly body falls on top of you.
Okay.
And it actually traps you. While this creature is still on the ground and not moving, you cannot get out from underneath it. You are unharmed because that's just what your aspect is. Like, you took this on the chin.
Yeah.
But you cannot move.
Copy.
You are currently pinned.
I'm pinned. Okay. I thought this thing was diving into the earth. It is. No. It is falling.
It is falling. It would have dived into the earth if it had eaten you, but because it was distracted by a bomb, it is now going, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. My inside.
Tell me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's squirming around, and I'm like.
Yeah, you're like, hey, come here. Come here. Yeah, you get it.
It does say that, too.
Yeah.
It needs tummy time.
It needs tummy time.
It needs some tummy time.
Tummy time is important.
Got a tummy ache.
And I think there was a twist on both of our roles.
Yes. Yes. What are the twists, gentlemen?
Parasite jumps with him.
The parasite jumps with you?
Yeah.
I'm getting off this ship.
All right. I think the parasite.
Parasite.
The parasite.
The parasites.
The parasite, I think, jumps with you, and I think that actually aids you in your action. You're able, like, it jumps, and you see it's got tiny little feet underneath it, like four little legs, like, and you are able to grab onto it, and it kind of glides you down onto the ground.
Best friends.
It's like a manta ray, but if there wasn't a front, and just the top half is just moss, and then whenever it walks, it just goes.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Wonderful.
That's a moray.
Gotcha.
Everybody's
its feet when are its
all
mouth.
All you eat is dead, and you found a new head. That's some more.
All right, what is the twist for Rise? You can't say.
I was going to.
Well, you. For the listeners at home, no. Joe pointed to me. Yeah, no,
that was a physical prompt, I'll say.
That's true. I tricked him. I got him good.
What if, when it fell on you, instead of just crushing you,
hey,
because
no.
the bomb went off. Because the bomb went off inside, it kind of made it brittle, and he literally punctured inside of it.
Oh.
So he's still standing, and it just, like, fell on top of him, and he broke through, and he's, like, he can't move away from it because he's, like, stuck inside of it right now.
All right. Yeah, we'll go with that. I think this...
I'm in the bug.
This part of the exoskeleton, you saw it kind of balloon out when the explosion went off.
Uh-huh.
And I think that ruptured whatever, like, armor or, like, true exoskeleton was holding it together.
Sure.
So that when it fell on top of you, it kind of cracked like an egg. And so now your body has pierced that egg, and so now you're kind of covered in all these bug guts, goo... And you also kind of see, like, bleeding out of it. You see essence.
They say, do I see souls? Yeah.
Digested essence.
Digested souls.
Digessence.
So, oh, no.
They're not... I don't want to get too gory with it, but sure. Imagine, like, a slurry of just, like, this pooling liquid energy. Does that make sense?
Like, if Ivan Ooze had, like, was, like, cyan...
Ivan Ooze. I grew up during the time of Power Rangers.
You grew up with Ivan Ooze.
I wore out my copy of that movie.
My favorite.
Luca. Simon. Now I've got you.
Wait.
My worst nightmare has come true. Well, I now don't know two names.
You don't know which one it is. Boogie Woogie.
Oh, fuck me. Simon. You pass through the carved out pillars of the cave's entrance, following Eve, who has run into the cave.
I did put her soul back in her body.
Yeah, correct? She's
great. Just wanted to make sure. I forgot if I did that last session.
No, yeah, you did it. You find yourself in deep darkness. The action coming from the encampment behind you echoes into the cave, but slowly dies out as you enter further in. The ground is coarse beneath your feet as you slide your feet against the even stone ground. What do you do?
I'm following Eve, and I can see her perfectly.
You do have dark vision.
No, I have smell that acts as perfect vision.
That's right. Perfect. Good. This is going to be really good for you. I was writing all this and I was like,
uh-oh.
I don't know if he has this. Oh, well.
Yeah, no, I can smell as well as I can see.
Eve is running into the cave and it looks like a very natural cave structure. There's a lot of winding slopes that tunnel deeper and deeper into the mountain. There are a few nooks and corners to traverse, but eventually it all levels out. A corridor stretches out in front of you. Around you, you see the natural cave structure has ceased, and it looks as if somebody has carved out an entrance to some grand place ahead of you. Grand pillars carved from the natural stone of the mountain line the path deeper into the cave. On each pillar is a large carving of the moon, detailed with intricate crater impacts and other small debris. The moon appears on each pillar, but in a sequence that represents the cycles of the moon, starting with the moon in its fullest, going into waxing, going into new moon, and then again and again as it continues to go. The path before you looks long and never ending. Stop reading my notes.
You went from a full moon waxing into a new moon.
New moon.
Yeah.
It wanes.
Wanes.
This is the world of wild, see? It can do it.
I was just editing stuff, so that was really cool. And I was like, oh, no, just one word.
Just one word.
Okay.
Also, you can smell as good as you can see. How good can you see?
Pretty good, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You do have dark vision. I think Eve is stopped right at, like, just before the start of all of this. And she looks at you and says, something deep in here. Something deep in here, I feel it. There's something that I know, but I can't remember. I know something's here.
Something bad?
Something important. Something I can't. And she's thinking. Give me a sense.
Straight sense or sense instinct?
Sense instinct. Go ahead.
Five and a twist.
Five and a twist. Five, three, and two ones. You notice a little too late. Eve is trying to figure out what it is exactly that she feels, and she's pacing. She's pacing the floor. And as she's pacing, you notice, you look down on the ground, and you see on the ground, just at your feet, a thick white line etched against the natural stone floor of the cave.
I smell on the ground at my
feet,
sir.
You smell. Sorry, let me take this.
You smell that white line?
You smell on the ground, just at your feet, a thick white line etched against the natural stone floor of the cave. It is bold and freshly white, as to draw attention quickly and with a warning. Eve does not notice it. She crosses over the line, and she falls into the floor.
Time to delve, motherfuckers.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go after her. I'm going to jump. And I'm going to, because I have anemone vines, I'm going to use them once I catch her to grab onto walls and stuff and try to stop the descent.
Perfect. You jump in after her. You fall through this floor that is not there. It is an illusion. And you quickly realize this as you're falling, that this is a 100-foot drop that you cannot see the end of. Eve is falling quickly. Roll to catch.
Okay.
Should we do a...
Oh, yeah. What is the twist? What is the twist of all this? Yes. You did get a twist.
With the floor is real for him.
Just die. As you fall, the Legend of the Hidden Temple theme begins to play.
As he falls, right before he, like, crests over the... Because he knows he's going to jump in. So, like, as he, like, jumps in and his eyesight passes the other side, he sees a face.
He sees a face.
Oh, like as he's going through what would be the...
Something is watching me?
Okay.
So if this is the level of the hole, he jumps in, and as he gets like here, there's like a face.
Yes, we're going to go with that.
Oh, no.
As you jump into the hole, I think the surreal feeling of like, I'm just jumping into floor, but it quickly fades, and that moment of like pure adrenaline, like, am I going to eat shit by just jumping into this? It passes, but your senses are suddenly very aware, and because you see with your smell... Across the way, you notice that this hole is like 40 feet long, the same width as the hallway. But at the very end, imperceptible to normal eyes, you see that there's some sort of opening. Maybe a window. Maybe it's just a crag in the wall.
Like an arrow slit?
Yeah, like an arrow slit.
What are those called?
Arrow slits.
I think that's exactly what it's called. I'm trying... There must be.
There's a name for them.
There's a name for
them. It's a fancy one. Go on.
You sense... somebody peeking through it.
Thanks. I hate that.
And it's somehow familiar.
I hate that more. Thank you.
You cannot put your finger on it. All right. That's the twist. Wonderful twist. Wonderful, wonderful twist.
Loophole. It's called a loophole.
Loophole?
Really?
Interesting.
Which is where we get loopholes in contracts.
Probably.
Wowie.
Huh. Or maybe the more fancier name, a ballistraria?
I know this one. Yeah,
ballistraria.
Ballistraria?
Ballisteria.
That's where you get Ballisteria.
The English is probably about Australia, but yes.
Give me a roll to save Eve.
On the trail we blaze.
What are you building? What's your pool?
All right, here we go. I'm going to go instinct because that's what we're running on right now.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. I say delve, possibly?
Yeah, I think.
Because I think we're delving into something.
I think, yeah, your natural instinct to dive into it and then to save somebody, I think, is very good. Roll them.
Hey.
That's
a 6, a 4, and a 3. You are able to catch Eve with your tendrils very easily. She's caught in this surprise. She's not even screaming. She's just so caught up in the moment that as the tendrils wrap around her, she, like, yo-yos back up to you, and your tendrils kind of run against the wall, trying to look for something to grab onto. It's completely smooth, save for one side, the side that you originally looked over to. There is a bunch of divots that look as if somebody could climb down like a ladder into it.
Mm.
You are able to find those very easily and latch on quick. So about 30 feet down, you catch yourself, you catch Eve, and everybody is safe and still for a moment. What do you do?
Just hold her while my tentacles are holding the ladder. Just, are you okay?
And she looks up at you, like, wide-eyed, kind of, like, ruffled, and just kind of like, yeah, I'm good.
Here, grab the ladder. And I, like, tendrils wrapped around her, like, set her to the ladder.
She grabs onto the divots. I think her hands are shaking. It takes her a moment to latch onto it, but she does. She goes, what do we do?
I think we can go up or down.
As she pauses for a moment, you see her collect herself as she climbs down.
Okay. And I'm not going to release one vine from her stomach area in case she falls. I want to fall arrest on her while I climb down over her.
And
because I have, like, perfect wave walking is one of my abilities.
Yes.
So I'm assuming I'm pretty good at just climbing down a ladder.
Very much so. I think the action is welcome. She doesn't fight it. She actually, you feel she's putting a lot of weight onto you. And she's very thankful to have that support. You guys make it down to the very bottom. At the bottom of the pit, there is a large pile of sand and bird feathers to help any explorer who may not be so dexterous with a climb. And it's very strange. It doesn't look like it was...
Oh, it was designed for somebody to fall safely into?
No. Oh. It does not look like that at all. This looks not part of the design, but as if somebody put it here knowing that somebody could fall.
Oh.
So, you're able to get that.
Thank you.
Your imagination kind of runs wild, though, with the idea that if this wasn't there, what would be?
So, round? Spike?
Probably. You don't know. Back up on the surface. We are dealing with a worm that is struggling, writhing, in absolute pain. And as it is, you see Luca and Venik. I think you guys are taking a moment to kind of like check in with one another. Now that you kind of are all together.
You're alive?
What do we do? I come running up to you. It's like, where's Rise? And as I say this, I'm holding in my arms the parasites or the whatever came off of the thing with me.
Do I know what it is?
No, I don't think anybody knows it at this current moment.
Okay.
No,
I've got my hunter stuff, so I'm like, okay.
I just imagine because I floated down with it and I've run over to him still holding on to it, and now I'm holding it like a cat.
I'm picturing a little plushie at this point. Exactly. Like, it's so cute.
Kind of just, imagine like a
like a fully just like rolled up scroll, just a green scroll that you.
I think, yeah, it has rolled itself up just kind of like in protection to protect its underbelly, but you just see two eyes kind of watching you specifically, Luca, just kind of like, what are we doing? Like, suddenly, like, this little thing has so much trust in you right now. It's very much like a Pixar pet. I'm just kind of like, I found this, what do we do? So you've got that in your hands. You guys are checking in, trying to figure out what you're going to do. You see a woman, a spectral form, kind of run up to you guys. Because as we mentioned before, a lot of people are like running away, but these people are spectral people. They've been separated from their physical essence.
Yeah.
And you see one of them runs up to you guys as the beast is lying down on the ground. She looks like an ardent woman with a stern captain-like face, a hard brow, cutting eyes, and a strong chin. She looks old yet refined in a vintage Arctic Explorer jacket. Big fluffy hood and a thick tan leather hide jacket. She screams to you. She yells out over the roar of the beast as it's moaning and groaning. Find my body! Signal the protectors! She points in the direction towards the middle of the camp where large mass of bodies are lying limply all together. The Spectre Woman gestures with her hands, a shape about the size of her torso, and yells out, "It's a chemical flare! It looks like a red barrel!" And as she screams, you see the centipede start to rise up to try to fix itself from its recent attack.
Hmm.
You also see Reverend Rise trapped underneath this beast.
Yeah, or inside.
Inside, underneath. I think most of your torso is crushed underneath it on the inside, but I think your head...
Are my hands in flesh?
Your hands are in flesh.
Beautiful.
All right. I'm going to start with Luca, and then I'm going to go with Vanek, and then I'm going to come back to you, Rise, because you're currently pinned. What would you guys like to do? You'd like to take this action together, or would you like to do something?
I think Luca is just so still kind of discombobulated from everything that's... From literally being almost eaten to dropped and finding a new pet to, hey, are those Rise's legs sticking out of that thing?
Yes.
That I'm just like, okay. And I'm like, not even, I'm just locked in on like, she told me this and instinctively I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it.
Gotcha.
I can't like focus on anything else right now because I'm just like, someone tell me what to do. I don't know what to do.
This is all very overwhelming. I think a lot of things are happening in this current moment. This giant beast, the way that people are being separated from their bodies, your mire currently with your wing, I think you are feeling very overwhelmed. In this sense of like somebody telling you what to do, I think is very welcoming to you in this moment. And so you instinctively follow her. As you do, you see the...
I was going to say, as she leads the way, I'm just going to turn to you. He's like, come on, Eric.
Yes. What does Eric do?
Eric wants to think about some stuff real quick.
Okay.
One, I've been doing a lot of ghost spores research, so I want to see what the effect of the ghost spores on the thing is, because if it made it fragile enough to break through, like if the bomb made it fragile enough, like I'm imagining almost like paper fragile.
I will say, you don't know for
certain. How much of that do I see is what I'm asking, I guess.
You know that the explosion itself, like the blast damage that it did, made it brittle from the inside. You don't know what effect that the ghost spores have had on it yet. Okay. You can't really see that.
Well, I think that's what I'm trying to figure out what I need to do to be able to investigate that. And also, if it made it brittle enough, or if there's enough of a hole for me to climb in.
I say the only hole is going to be on the underside, where like everything's cracked.
Yeah.
So... I think once this thing kind of stands up, maybe you'll be able to see it. But right now...
Can I, like, get, like, almost, like...
So you're telling me that you want to kind of get up to it and kind of make a hole to go inside of it.
Kind of almost get prone to see, like, just, like, what the way the flesh got burnt and affected or whatever. Kind of looking at the hole that rises in.
Okay.
And then not so much dive in, but just, like, be ready to... Get my hands in there.
You get over, you approach the beast as it's in this prone moment. And I think that's a natural instinct of you. Like you sense a weakness suddenly. You need to exploit it to your advantage.
Yeah.
And so you go over there to get your grubby little mitts into whatever's happening.
Could I use my drinking thorn even to maybe try and take a sample?
Before you do,
okay,
you feel this looseness. This looseness that you experience when you first approach this worm. You feel your essence becoming untied to your physical form.
Great.
As you do. So I need you to give me a luck check. I think I'm just going to ask for a straight 6d6. And you're going to tell me whether it's going to be odds or evens. If it's what you called, then luck is good. Luck is on your side.
Yeah.
If it's not what it's called.
Odds are good for me.
Okay. That right. is a 2 on the die.
Stevens.
You approach this, and before you even realize what is happening, you see that as you reach for your drinking thorn, it's not in your hand, and you see that your hands are indeed spectral now.
Okay.
And you turn behind you, and you just see your physical body just standing there limply, all of the muscles tense, ready to attack at whatever it is, but you are no longer in control.
Mm.
And as this beast starts to writhe up, you see one of those... blue long tendrils kind of like slink past your spectral form and it smells you. And you see that it rises up. It still has you stuck in it. So as it rises up, you see Reverend Rise just kind of stuck in the side of it in all this bug gush and cracked exoskeleton. And it's looking at you now.
Where does it touch me? Where does it smell me?
On your chest.
On my chest.
Yeah.
Can I quickly, because it's touching me, right?
Yeah.
So it can interact with me on a spectral, like when I'm spectral.
Yes.
Can I lick it? Because I can consume a specimen to gain a brief burst of sensory information related to the specimen consumed, such as tremor sense by consuming a spider's web, for example. But maybe I can see what it's trying to smell, and maybe that might give me insight into how better to jump into my body.
When in doubt, lick it.
Yeah, I think you can lick it. Give me your roll. I'm going to have to ask for a roll on this one.
Yeah. I'm saying this would be...
Sharpton win.
What?
I mean, in like...
What is the pool
there? I almost want to do instinct and concoct.
Instinct and concoct.
Or instinct and...
It's a bad instinct, but it is an instinct.
I think instinct is correct.
I do too.
There's a couple of...
I would do like study, sense, or...
Because it's such a weird...
I'd even say outwit, because you're trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I was gonna be like, I could do.
Yeah, do outwit.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's going to be. What's your pool?
Instinct and outwit.
Yeah.
I'll
just all fucking like mental. Just I'll, like it's touching me. I'm gonna lick it. Yeah.
Well, because it's like it's sensing me. I need to be able to sense what it's trying to sense.
Yeah.
Great. Cool.
And this is going to be at a cut. Because okay. You're in your spectral form, you were not operating at full capacity.
Okay, cool.
This is a 2. 5, 4, 4, 2.
So a 4 is what ends up reading?
Yes, it twist. Is a conflict.
Four I know what the twist is.
And a twist.
You know what the twist is already?
Mm-hmm.
Blue raspberry flavor.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
It tastes like Baja Blast.
Oh.
It's really strange.
Is it? Okay, good. The fact that I know what Baja Blast
that's
is,
strange. That's the strange. It's like a memory flash of just kind of like, Baja Blast? Like, what do you mean?
Baja Blast is the official drink of the Team Lionel.
That's
sponsored by Taco Bell.
Baja Blast !! Is a whisper that I will get eventually.
Eventually. Not today.
Yeah, not today. Not today.
Maybe. We did get a twist. Anyway, you go to lick this thing, and just as you do, it pulls away from you. So I don't think you're going to be able to get the lick in with a conflict.
Oh, I don't get the...
No, but I do, because you're trying to figure out like what kind of sensory, like what... is what it is. I think what you get instead, this was the tendril that Reverend Rise cut in half, and so you do get some of that like blue gush splattered across you. So instead of the full actual thing, you're able to get what its insides are.
Yeah.
And you're able to glean a little bit of insight.
Okay.
It's definitely Baja Blast.
What you can do, because your question was like, what's its intentions, or like...
I want to see what it's... what it's sensing in me, like what it's attracted to.
Gotcha.
And
it's your eyes.
Thank you.
It's your pretty, pretty eyes.
If I don't think I have visible eyes.
That's your pretty, pretty eyes. Yeah, what it's sensing about you.
What it's sensing about me, and what insights that could give into how I could get back into my body. Because if it's okay. Trying to sense me as a
gotcha.
Disconnected spirit, right. Then run away from that into a connected spirit.
Gotcha. I don't think you're able to glean any information on how to get back into your body.
Okay.
But you are able to glean why you are such a tasty snack.
Mm.
You are able to get a sense that because of the actions that you've taken in your life, because of all the bravery and all of the... There have been acts of bravery where you've had to face up something that you know you could lose, but you've had to push that feeling aside.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had to go like, well, I have to kill this or else it's going to kill me.
Yeah.
I think you've had many, many moments like that in your life.
All the bravery, asterisk.
Asterisk.
Yeah.
But I think this courage, I think this restlessness that's in Vinnick is so potent. It is so ingrained within you,
mm-hmm.
that this, it's like a very rare steak. There are many things that it is feasting on that have not lived the life that you have lived,
mm-hmm.
and it is just an appetizer. It is something that will feed the day. It is berries in a bush, but you are the rabbit in the hole. You are the thing that will make it survive for the rest of the winter. Quite. I think that's all you get. I'm sorry, my man. But you do get a twist. What is the twist?
Baja Blast. We already said.
Will said he had the twist.
Was it? No, was I think twist? Baja Blast.
Was it, was it Baja Blast?
It was just that it tasted good. It didn't necessarily taste that good.
I like how we're all in agreement. Baja Blast is good, right? Unsaid.
It's spicy. Why is it spicy?
Why is it so spicy?
Why is it spicy?
It's like ghost pepper. Just
you got a twist?
I was going to suggest that the twist is when you licked it, because it had the natural instinct to recoil, that kind of like shuddered throughout all its body. So something happened inside of it near Reverend Rye's after you like had licked it.
I dig that.
Yeah, and its like, autoimmune response has started.
I think, yeah, I'm going to go with that. That's a really good twist. Reverend Rye's, as you are kind of imbued in the, like the inside of this giant bug, I think you are able to see and feel like muscles tensing, like something moving on the inside. Mm-hmm. This awareness that it has that can pierce through physical, like worldly sight. Mm-hmm. And you get a glimpse of that. I think you feel that it's more instinctual. As you are close to it, like you feel your essence kind of combining with all these juices and all the other essences that have been ground up inside of it. And you feel that it's all kind of pulling together of like, more. More. There it is.
Sugar water.
There it is. Yeah.
Sugar. More.
More sugar. And I think water. You feel it sense Vinnick. And just kind of register it exactly as Vinnick saw it, which is like, this is going to be the one that does it
for Got us. It. Okay.
I think you sense that.
Okay.
So if we give it Vinnick, it goes away?
Well, anyway.
Vinnick and Reverend Rise know this.
That wasn't a no.
Thank you for listening. Check us out online at roleplaygamepod.com. where you can find links to our socials and all of our other episodes. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/RPGPOD. Again, that's roleplaygamepod.com and patreon.com/RPGPOD. Thank you again for listening.